The green trend is sweeping all across the nation in an effort to cut down on environmental pollution and save the planet. Habitat for Humanity is no stranger to the idea of making the world a better place and has already put great effort into turning their home projects green. But the Habitat Restore locations may take a little longer to reach their green dreams. Michael Albiar is a manager for the Seattle branch, and he provides some insight on how long it will take and why.
By the time the Habitat stores get to where they're going to be totally green, it's going to be 15, 20 years from now before they are going to be over 50% green with their merchandise. Because right now, the items that we're getting donated to us, like from individuals that are remodeling their homes and stuff, these are items that they're taking out of homes that were built in the 60s and 70s. So right now, everybody is building green, so you're still looking for them to do remodels of those homes about 15, 20 years from now. But we do get donations of green items right now, but not quantities of it yet.
While green merchandise may be lagging behind, the Restore location's mission tries to save the environment in a different way.
Our mission is to build homes for qualified low-income families, but at the same time, we are keeping items out of the landfill. That rates nearly right at the top is building homes for families, and we have kept tons and tons of items, you know, out of the landfills and stuff. From our opening, a little over 2 years, we have kept nearly 1,000 tons that we've kept out of the landfill. Nearly over 2 years. So that's pretty good.
Diverting 1,000 tons of material from a landfill is not a small feat, especially when considering a University of Arizona study found that roughly 14% of landfills are composed of construction materials and large appliances, which is exactly the kind of products the outlet store sells. So while the Habitat for Humanity Restores might not have all green products yet, their mission clearly has the environment's best interests at heart.